I'm Eric Whitney with Montana News. In recent years, Montana's fastest growing city, Bozeman, has also seen a rise in the number of people who are homeless. Yellowstone Public Radio's Nate Hedgie reports expensive housing and stagnant wages may be to blame.
As people walk through the door of a homeless shelter in Bozeman, volunteers give out hand warmers. This place is called the Warming Center, and it's filling up. Now there are kids running around, folks making popcorn, and a guy charging his cell phone in a corner. Sean Christie is standing near some lockers wearing a goatee and a stocking cap.
Why are you here tonight?
Just because I don't have to pay anything to be here, so.
Like a lot of guests at the Warming Center, Christie has a job but no home. He works full-time as a dishwasher making $12 an hour and says Bozeman is a pricey place to live.
Even to get a low-end place would be like half a month's work for me, so I mean it's really between clothes and food, there's not a lot of room for housing.
Over the past 6 years, the cost of a house in Gallatin County has risen by more than 50%, while wages have remained relatively stagnant. This means many working people can't afford a place to live, and an increasing number end up homeless. In the past year, the shelter has seen a 30% rise in the number of people staying here.
You know, I think that the story of homelessness, oftentimes people are immediately envisioned somebody flying signs on the street.
That's Tracy Minuez, a special projects officer for the Human Resource Development Council in Bozeman.
They don't necessarily think about the person who's working 40 hours a week, making $12 an hour, who just simply can't secure a rental in our area, so they're living at the Warming Center.
She says Bozeman has an affordable housing crisis. A lot of people are moving here, but there aren't enough places to live.
Anytime that you're in that situation where demand is outstripping available supply, you're going to see prices increase.
You can see how this would be challenging for people on a fixed income who don't have enough money to get a place to stay out of the cold. And it's a common problem where homelessness is growing, like here in the Bozeman area. Minuez also says many units are being converted into short-term Airbnb-style vacation homes.
And that completely changes the market of people who might have previously been able to afford a monthly rental. We're seeing people who are getting notices that their rentals are now not going to be available anymore, and that oftentimes it's somebody is selling the house because it's now worth so much, or they're going to be utilizing it as a vacation or seasonal rental.
A tight housing market also means people with poor references, a criminal record, or mental illness are often passed over for renters with a less checkered background. Michelle Ball made nearly $12 an hour as an assistant manager at a Family Dollar. That's until she and her three boys were evicted from their apartment in September for not paying the rent on time. Finding a new place, she says, is really hard.
Because they want to have a perfect referral for apartments, and they want the deposit, the rent, first month and second month. So it's like cough up $3,000 in one sitting. And I was only making maybe $300 a week.
And while there are nearly 1,000 subsidized and unsubsidized affordable housing units in Bozeman, waiting lists can run on for months. Affordable housing advocate Tracy Minuez says many real estate developers are less eager to build new affordable housing units because federal tax credits to do so have decreased in recent years. But despite all the troubles, there is some good news for the homeless in Gallatin County. Larkspur Commons, a 136-unit affordable housing complex in Bozeman, opened this September. Montana State University's School of Architecture has teamed up with a local church to build a small village of 30 to 50 microunits for people who are chronically homeless. And Bozeman's Human Resource Development Council is developing affordable townhomes for purchase in the city.
We feel like providing a homeownership opportunity is even better because it really stabilizes their housing costs forever.
Back at the shelter, Michelle Ball is trying to wrangle her three boys as they run around some tables. She says she never expected to become homeless when she moved to Bozeman.
I came from Texas 2 years ago expecting to have a better life, and I've had some hiccups, and hopefully, I will get everything in place and be better off.
And someday, Ball may just get that permanent home in the ever-growing Gallatin Valley. In Bozeman, I'm Nate Hedgie, YPR News.